Justin's Plumbing, Christine speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Christine. This is John with Local Splash. It's been a long time since we spoke. How you doing?
Very busy. What are you up to?
Hey, busy's good. Busy's good. Nothing much, just getting ready for this weekend here. Christine, I don't know if you remember speaking with me regarding on getting business up on the first page of Google. I haven't talked to you since, so it's been a while. But I was kind of wondering if you're still interested in doing that for you and your company.
What are you talking about? As far as I'm trying to get Google guaranteed right now, so.
Yep, there you go. That's exactly what we do.
Yeah, I pretty much started the process on my own.
Okay.
I'm just basically waiting on some things to transpire, and we're going through, I guess they're doing our background check stuff, so we're still waiting on that to get finished.
Okay, that could take a while. All right, let me take a look at a few things for you while I have you on the line right now. All right, you guys are still servicing in the zip code 73095?
Yes.
Okay, so give me just a second here. And now, is there any other services that you guys are using besides plumbing, obviously, right?
We do some gas.
Okay, all right. So let me go ahead and put this in here, though. And now, did you guys get been verified through Google yet? Did they send like a postcard in the mail with a PIN number yet?
Well, I've got one. Yeah, I've got one thing that's already been verified, but that's been verified for a while. But there's our plumbing shop in town that was trying to get verified as well, even though customers don't come to that address. For anything, because there's no office there. It's just basically our shop with our tool, you know, parts and things like that in it. So, but it is, I mean, somewhat of an advertisement as well. So he's got our sign and everything up there. And I wanted to be able to use the pictures of the shop, as well. And there's just some other things. I've got to take a video to try to get it done that way through a video. And I just haven't had time to do that, and I'm still working on it.
Okay. So a couple things. I looked into this, and I'm glad you're mentioning this because Google recently, it's just been recently they've been doing this, but they've been really strict on their guidelines to getting even approved. Okay. So sometimes I'm hearing 6 months out now and things like that for doing that on your own. We're the premier partners with Google, so we talk with them directly. We're certified through them as well, too. We understand what needs to be done, what they're going to be asking for to expedite that process a lot more smoother and faster for you. Google guaranteed to get you guys listed with that. As far as how we work, I've seen as fast as 2 weeks. The longest I've seen is 8 weeks. And that's not depending on us. That's depending on, you know, the business owners to go through the background check and you know, showing that they have license or insurance
if
it's needed.
I don't want to start all over again.
I hear you. No, I got you. So let me ask you this. I when I'm pulling guys on Google here itself, I see two different Google business profiles, and one of them is Justin's Plumbing, LLC, DBA, Justin's Plumbing, and then the second one is Justin's Plumbing. So
yeah,
you guys have like
both,
two of them.
They're both. Well, the reason I had two different email addresses, because I had one for Justin's email address and one for my email address.
Okay.
And it's just, I was trying to get those joined together under one.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit difficult. So, like I said, I'm not an IT person, so I don't know how to do all that myself. I've just been trying to do it when I have time on my own. And it's kind of a learn as I go kind of thing.
Right. No, it's okay. I got it. Here, I'll put it this way. That's something we specialize in. Okay, Christine, that's something that's a no brainer for us. That's the first thing that popped up because I know we can take care of it. No problem with that. We can clean that up there for you, which actually makes a smoother process for the Google guaranteed to get a process through as well. right? Because without a Google Business Profile, they won't even approve you. If they do approve you, I'm going to tell you right now, if you have two under the same business name, phone number, or even address, they will flag it, and you have to start all over again. That's how serious they make it. So if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to answer on this. As far as your Google Guaranteed listing, they should have like a pricing per lead, right?
A what?
A pricing per lead that you will receive from Google Guaranteed?
I don't know. I think...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not even sure exactly what you mean by that.
Okay.
So they give us leads and we have to pay some amount of money for the guarantee?
Correct, yeah. When it comes to Google Guaranteed, you pay per lead on there.
Oh, God. I really don't want to do that.
That's what I remember. I was like, you know what? Last time we spoke, I know it's been quite some time, but I leave lots of good notes here. And I know that that's something you weren't looking for. So that's why I'm bringing that up for you. Listen, how about this? Give me 2 minutes here to say exactly what we could do to help you on that. That way you're not going backtracking, trying to get all this. As of right now already, you have two different Google Business Profiles, which will be flagged eventually, right? And it'll be taken down. You can start all over again. Why not use a premier partner to go ahead and help you through this to make sure we clean that up, okay? Get you as one Google Business Profile, help you guys get that brand exposure with unlimited calls and leads directly to you without us touching any of your customers. And again, it's a flat rate month to month with no contracts with us, okay? That way you guys feel very comfortable. So I actually got you guys in at a 50% discounted rate back then. And I'm able to continue that for you because I wrote the notes in there. So it's literally $249 month to month. It is a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So
okay,
all together.
Hold on. I'm going to let you talk to the owner, my husband.
Okay. Okay.
Explain to him what you explained to me.
Okay. All right. Hi. Am I speaking with Justin?
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you, Justin.
Yes.
My name is John. I'm with Local Splash. We're a premier Google channel partner. We're the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO. I was speaking with Christine regarding on your guys' Google listing. As of what I understand here, she was trying to do, get you guys' Google presence online and making it strong. As of right now, though, I'm pulling this live. You can fact check me on this, too. You guys have two different Google Business Profiles, and what happens is when it has the same phone number or same address like that, or even same name, they'll flag it eventually and disqualify it. So pretty much you get suspended, and what happens from there is you have to start all over again. Now, Christine was also mentioning Google Guaranteed. That's a whole different ballgame where you're paying per lead on that. So you can really rack up your bills if you do it that way. What we do is we're a flat rate month to month with no contracts. We're able to go ahead and expedite that process a lot more faster and smoother for you guys. And you'll have our team that will help you out Monday through Friday to do this, update things, pictures, testimonials, phone number, your AdWords, things like that. And we're, again, you don't pay per call, click, job, nothing like that. You cherry pick as many as you like. Our pricing is month to month at $249 a month. We do get things started today. It would be at $348 for a $99 setup fee. But after that, month to month, it always stays at $249. And it doesn't just get you on Google. We make sure to clean up everything as far as your local directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, things like that. And we even help with your social media like Facebook and have direct marketing ads for customers in your area. So that's why I was explaining to Christine how the difference is of working on your own with that, which can take months. Honestly, doing on your own. With us, we make sure to get things in a very good, timely manner for you and handle it for you.
We do that, Sean, Justin? What do you want to do?
All right. Yeah, because I just don't have, I'm so busy in the office, I just don't have time to do all this stuff. And I'm, like I said, I'm not an expert on any of this stuff. I'm just trying to learn as I go. And I just don't have the time to try to figure it out on my own.
I totally understand, and that's what we're here for, though. So we'll help you guys out, okay, Christine? So to get anything started here, I need to make sure I have things correct on my end so that way we can make sure to clean this up on Google, okay? Now, as far as the account in general, whoever is paying for it, whoever's name is on the card is the name I'm going to put as the account holder. Of course, I'll put both of you guys as authorized user on the account, but who would that be to put as the number one on there?
That's going to be Justin.
Okay.
But I'm the contact person.
Okay, perfect. That's okay. And don't worry, I'll get to that because I want to make sure that we're contacting you guys if we need to. We want to make sure we're not blowing your phone up. We're talking to the right person and, you know, being respectful as well.
Okay.
Now, Christine, as far as the email, I want to make sure I'm on the phone with you even after payment here today so that way you can see everything we're going to do for you on paper through invoice on your email and through text. Is this the best email address to send it to as far as Christine Fly? Is it Flies at justinsplumbingllc.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you guys? Not your customers, but us, ending with the 0173?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about your customers? What phone number would you like them to reach out to?
Well, let's see, because I have a VOIP thing on my house called Pro, and that's also what's listed on our website. Give me just a second, and I will. Oh boy, I'm
okay. Okay, I'm so glad I called you guys. It just popped up on my desk again. I was like, let me give them a call and see how they're doing. So I'm glad I did.
Because I just don't have the, I don't have the patience anymore for it.
It's okay.
And Justin's like, you're trying to destroy my business. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just don't know what the hell. I have to fix this.
No, no, not at all. Man, you're trying to exactly. You're trying to fix this whole thing. It can be time consuming and very confusing at the same time too. So yeah, I get it.
The friggin' headache. And I'm just like, and I don't have time to sit here all day long to mess with it. I got other things I got to do.
I understand. Yep.
Oh, trying to pull up the number that's on our website. I'm having to look through the website to find it. Oh, this has gotten me all messed up now.
That's okay. I think I found your website here. Let me see. I got 40. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that one there. And then, okay, so 405-450-7706.
Perfect. Okay, yep, that's the one I found here as well. All right. Now, the website, how do you guys feel about your website? Do you love it? Do you feel like, did you guys pay someone else to do this? Did you build it on your own?
We did. Yeah, we paid somebody else to do our website, and I'd like to keep that like that for now.
Okay. Perfect. I want to make sure I'm asking these right questions because this all plays in together, right? It's a puzzle pieces to make a whole picture here. I want to make sure that customers find this website. That's the important piece. So now, far as the address, this is the part that is important for Google, okay? So I have the business name as Justin's Plumbing LLC. Business address I have is 34592 Oklahoma 59, 73095. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, because it's Justin's Plumbing LLC, DBA Justin's Plumbing. Because on the doors it just says Justin's Plumbing, but our, you know, it's a DBA on the account, and it's the name.
Got it.
Is Justin's Plumbing, and it's doing business as Justin's Plumbing.
Got it. Okay, no worries. I'll put that all in there. I'm glad you mentioned that because this is important. Now we know which one to clean up and take off, and which one to keep on and make sure that that one is being found. Okay. Next part is here. So I want to make sure that our team goes over in further detail. We don't have to be today. We could set up for after the weekend here. Do you have like an hour window to speak with our team on Tuesday? Just to go over real fine details to make sure that's the one thing that we get going correctly here for you.
Yeah, it'll have to be on Tuesday because Wednesday I can't because I'm doing payroll on Wednesday.
Okay, that's all right. Tuesday, what time works best for you, morning or evening?
Probably, I would say afternoon.
Okay. Let me see what time schedules we have here.
Afternoon or evening.
Afternoon or evening?
Okay.
If later is better, I can set it up for like 3 o'clock from 3 to 4.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you an email right now, and I'm going to send the same email over to our team. So that way, they can hit yes on their side, and you can hit yes on your side to show one another that you guys are committed to this meeting, okay? If for any reason that you guys need to reschedule or it's taking too long, just communicate with our guys. They'll be more than happy to go and finish up later if you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. And so let me send this right now. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it. And I'm going to put a reminder for them as well, okay?
Okay. Looks like it just popped up. Well, trying to click on the invitation, but it's not opening. There we go. Maybe it's going to open now.
Okay.
There's just a little slow today.
It's okay. All right. Now, once you're doing that, I'm also going to start on a few things on my end right now. Let me put that phone number for the customers to reach out to.
Okay.
All right. Next part. How would you like to be found on Google as far as your hours of operations? Monday through Friday, 24/7. What do you think?
Well, as far as business hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Occasionally, sometimes by appointment on Saturday.
Okay, I'll put by appointment only on Saturdays. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that has to be through a phone call. It can be online appointment.
Okay. All right. And then how far out would you like to, service? Like, would you like to go no more than 50-mile radius, or how would you like to do that?
It's more of a 30-mile radius.
Okay.
But there's certain places, areas that we don't work.
Okay.
I can tell you
yes. So I'm going to put in parentheses so you can go over that with our team on Tuesday. That's to go in further detail. I'm going to leave a note on here that you want to exclude some areas. So give me one second here.
Okay.
Okay, pal. Just make sure to have that ready for that time being, okay, on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. And then also, do you guys have a Facebook page by any chance?
I just can't remember how to get to that Facebook page.
Oh, man, Christine, I'm so glad we're talking. I'll help you out here. Let me see if I can find it myself.
Yeah, I mean, I pull it up on my computer, but as far as telling somebody how to get to our Facebook page.
That's okay. Don't worry.
Page, so actually,
okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll just say, just make sure you have it ready on Tuesday. Okay. So we got a lot of things on there. And then also, I have to ask, it's part of the protocol here, is your guys' business licensed and insured?
Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect. Now, just in case, actually, you know what? I'm going to put this deep, make sure that deep detail of what we're trying to do to help you guys clean everything up on Google here. So hold on one second with me. Okay. And then far as your last thing here, what is the services, all the services you want to be found for? I mean, obviously we've got the bare essentials like plumbing, but do you guys do water heaters or anything like that? Or
yeah, we do water heaters. We do. The only thing we don't do as far as as far as that goes, like we don't install septic tanks.
No septic tank. Okay.
We install gas lines, that's natural gas and propane. We install, we do some residential, well, residential and commercial, so, you know, small commercial, not large commercial jobs. We don't do, it's maintenance and repair. We don't do new construction.
Okay.
We do remodels, but not, new, you know, from ground floor all the way up. I mean, unless it's a small, like a really small project.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to leave that like that for now. May want to add more. Don't be afraid to ever let our team know if they need to make the adjustments or anything like that. I'm going to give you a full phone number that's directly to our team. They're going to be available for you Monday through Friday, okay? So let me know when you're ready, and I'll give you that phone number.
Okay. Yeah, under, let's see, Facebook is just, it's Justin's Plumbing, but I don't know if it's going to show me on here, like, well, they have changed it a lot. I haven't had a chance to look at this much lately.
That's okay. Well, our team will be able to update things for you, so just let them know, and that way they can put new promotions up for you, use the target marketing ads in the right areas so you can have the right people working with this, okay?
Okay. Oh, my God. What is going on here? I'm trying to get back to my... Okay. I'm trying to get back to my shortcut here. There we go. Okay, fb.me/Justin's Plumbing LLC.
All right, perfect. Okay, so I have that there. I'll make sure to put this in here for you. This next part that we're going to do, I'm not taking no for an answer, okay? I want to make sure you're very well protected. So this is going to be all recorded. So that way I put the pricing in there. I qualify you by asking a few questions, who you are, answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or concerns, you ask me right away. I'll be more than happy to answer for you. And, of course, there's no cancellation fees. If you do decide to part ways in the future, I'm going to tell you how to do that, and I'm going to give you the phone number for that as well, too, okay?
Okay.
All right, Christine. So here we go. I'm going to hit record. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Justin's Plumbing, LLC, DBA, Justin's Plumbing.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Christine Fleece. Business is manager.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, Christine, I'm going to hit pause for a second here. After this recording, I'm going to go ahead and set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it, okay? It's very important
okay.
We keep everything very confidential. I don't want nothing to happen to you guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean by that? Sorry.
It's okay. So that means we can't read your mind. If you guys need help putting a new promotion up on Facebook, please let our team know so that way they can work diligently and in a timely manner for you, okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 1st in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the first of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for next month of service. I'll give you that number after this. Don't you worry.
Okay.
I got you. All right. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right. I'm going to give you that number one more time here for you. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Contact client support 3 days prior to
next billing.
Or
you got
to
it.
Prior to next billing.
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So that's the next billing date.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Which first time. Okay. And what's that phone number?
It's 877-635-6225.
Okay. 6-2.
And remember, And remember this: it's voice activated. So if you guys need help with your Facebook, call that number and just say Facebook, or billing, or customer support, and it'll always direct you to somebody from there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next part. Now I have seen this happen before, so I know it's hilarious, but it has happened. So try not to forget your own security answer. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want you guys locked out of your own account. We have 3 choices though, so you can make up any answer. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, perfect. And remember, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Stalker. S-T-O-C-K-E-R.
Perfect. Okay. So if any time we call in, remember, we're only going to ask the security question. We will never give you the own answer to it, okay? So just make sure you remember that. All right. And then on the card that we're using today, you said it was under Justin's name, Justin Flies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Justin Lockwood.
Justin Lockwood. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And is it to the same billing address, the 34592?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa debit.
Okay. For security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. Ready? It is 4143-1400-0430-3917.
All right. And the expiration date?
0526.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
It is 836.
Perfect. Now, before I process this payment, now you know I wasn't lying. I kept you at a 50% discount rate, okay? So I want to refresh this account like 3 times to make sure it stays that way, okay? I want to make sure we earn our business for a long time. So give me just a second here. Perfect. It is moving super slow, but hang tight with me. Now, even after payment, please do me a huge favor. Stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice. That's very important to me in general, okay? I like to keep my promises here. All right, just making sure.
Okay, now do I need to hit yes on this
invite?
For the yes and the invite, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, this is going so slow here. Okay, let me refresh one more time here. Huh, why is it going so slow? And then while this is refreshing here, I'm so sorry, it's kind of slowed down on me for a little bit though, but on Google on here, there's no other, are you using any other marketing that I should be aware of so that way I can make sure we can clean other things up for you?
I think, well, like I said, the website's going through LinkNow Media and, I know that there's some other stuff that, you know, there was Yelp too, but I quit paying them.
Okay. Well, just letting you know, we have a Yelp directory that's included in your package, up to 60 different directories, but I want to make sure you're aware that having it your name on all of them is not always going to be a benefit for you, okay? Our team will go over those things for you just to make sure you're not getting as a lot of spam and robocalls. That's a lot of them do. So we want to make sure we're hitting the right one for you, okay?
Yeah.
So now, Christine, I'm going to go in and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and through email. Whichever comes first to you, please let me know. That way I can walk you through so you can see the breakdown of everything in here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
What was your name again?
Oh, it's John, J-O-N.
Okay.
All right. And it just went through, so let me know whichever comes through for you.
Okay. I'm still waiting on email, but let me check my text messages real fast. Okay, I just got the email.
Perfect. Okay.
I just got the text message.
Awesome. Okay, so it's faster this way. They both lead to the same thing. Let's use the text message. Pop that open for me.
Okay.
And in there should be a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms. Something along the lines of that.
Let's see. Okay. Cancellation and refund.
It should say initial invoice, right? And it has a breakdown of everything in there for you?
Yeah, but it says something about I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yes. At that part, yes, you would click the checkbox above it, and then you're going to sign the name that it shows on the card, on the what we used on the card there.
Okay. Okay. So I just type his name in.
You got it. Justin Lockwood. That's what I put it as.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm trying to hit confirm signature, but it's not one there. That's weird. Why is this doing this to me? It's not wanting to click on it. my goodness gracious, are you kidding me right now?
That's okay. Take your time.
This thing hates me. It's not doing anything. Okay, I can't do it this way. It's not going to let me do it this way. I don't know why. Let me try the other way.
Yeah, maybe through the email might work better for you.
Yeah, my phone. Now it just popped up something about a username and password.
Oh, that's it. Actually, you're done. Okay, so just letting you know that on Tuesday, our team is going to develop that username and password with you guys, because that's going to be your next best friend. You're going to be able to see your website. You're going to be able to see your Facebook ads. You're going to see the traffic, the Google words that are being used, everything, calls coming in, all of it. Okay? So make sure you're ready and available on that Tuesday, because that's when we're going to call from that 877 number. It's not a spam call. I know you saved the number, but we'll be able to go ahead and help you guys from there in further detail with everything from there. Okay?
Okay, so what number are they calling me from?
That 877 number.
Okay, the number that you told me to use if I needed to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. That
okay.
Same phone number
so
that's going to be...
Yeah, I need to save that in my phone. Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right.
Christine, I wanted to say this. You know, I'm happy to say this. You know, congratulations and welcome to the family here. Okay, we're going to do magic with you. I'm so glad I got to call you to really help you guys out, seriously. So you guys can really need the help. Please reach out to us if you ever need anything, though, at that phone number. It's the best way to contact anybody here. That's a direct line, okay?
Okay. Since this is on my text messages, how do I get back to this when they call? Do I just put...
To that user login? Yeah. Don't worry. They'll direct you on everything. So I don't want you to stress on it. It's very simple, and they'll even show you how to do it from your phone and from the computer as well. So we'll get you covered. Don't you worry.
App, something like that for the phone.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful.
Okay. So then I got a text message saying, or an email saying, to get Google Business Profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. Kindly have the pictures as mentioned below.
Yeah. Disregard that just because you're already verified. It's just a matter of us cleaning up which one to take off. So they're going to go over that part with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question. I love it. All right. Well, hey, well, congratulations. Please have a wonderful and safe holiday weekend, and we will talk to you on Tuesday. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You guys take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.